This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So a friend of mine, he moved to China a couple of years ago, and his name is Dan, and Dan is an amazing martial artist, has been in the martial arts for, better part of six decades, and he's in the Martial Arts Hall of Fame. You guys have heard me talk about a couple of my friends that are teaching, and listen to the program. Dan's one, and a guy named John. I believe John's up in New Jersey. Dan's out in Florida before he moved to China. Anyway, Dan moved to China to teach Hapkido, which should tell you a lot about his expertise. The idea that he's moving into the area where, you know, the martial arts, it was born in India, but the Chinese adopted it early on and used it to protect themselves against the feudal lords and what have you. So long story short, Dan's over there teaching a style of martial arts that he's got a lot of experience with, and he's truly a master. So we keep in touch, and in fact, I'm planning on visiting him while he's there. But he sent me an email, and I want to share this with you because it's absolutely fascinating. By the way, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I talk often about, you know, my martial arts experience as well as those of friends of mine, and at some point, with their permission, I'll have you look up, you know, their information, because these guys are amazing, and I'm proud to say I know them. I'm going to go hopefully train with Dan here in a bit. But long story short, he gives me this report, and I just could not help but share this with you, because we don't really know until we get information from somebody on the ground. Now, here's what Dan writes. I've been back in China for 2 years. I will be here for another 2 years, at least until October of 2020. After that, I returned to Florida. I want to give you some updated news from inside China. First, the Donald is winning the trade war. Big time. As you know, I've been visiting or living in China for over 25 years. And based on that extensive knowledge, I can see the effects on the economy. For example, Chinese New Year just ended. Normally, it lasts at most 2 to 3 weeks tops, because everybody must return to work. However, this new year, started the last week of January, but it continues as the whole month of February, everything has been shut down. There are no factory orders. Layoffs. Also, now, he didn't expound, but I'd love to get more information about that. And I know occasionally Dan does listen to the program, so if you're hearing me, buddy, send me the info. But he goes on to say this. Also, the Chinese government has just revised the requirement for a WOFE, a W-O-F-E, which is an acronym for Wholly Owned Foreign Enterprise. The gist of the WOFE makes it easier for companies outside of China to set up shop inside China. So I didn't expound upon it. I don't know any more details than that. But essentially, China is looking to recruit companies to come back into China. Now, I said this. This is my part. Now I'll get back to what Dan said. I said to myself, remember when President Trump announced that America is open for business? He was at the UN. I think it was his first UN visit, and he says America is open for business. Companies took him up on it. Translux moved their stuff over. Sprint, which is owned by the Japanese, immediately said, we'll put $50 billion into the economy, and they put an immediate $5 billion, hired 5,000 more people in the Kansas area, which is their headquarters. And I could go on. I actually want to Google and find out how many transnational companies decided to move into the United States that were reconsidering. Think about it. Apple moved back. IBM moved back. U.S. Steel opened up plants. Dow Chemical reinvested in America. Ford didn't move a plant. And I could go on. There were many, many companies that said, okay, we're coming home. There were many others, foreign companies, that said America's the place to invest. Anyway, Dan continues. He says, the Chinese are shooting themselves in the foot. previous policies allowed them to ravage the world, not just America, but that came with a price. The void in leadership, he's talking about Obama, gave them a false sense of bravado. So they never learned how to market. They bought their way into markets because there was no competition until now. My prediction for China is a big recession coming soon. And when that recession hits, they won't know what to do. For the most part, China has never had a recession since the new government came to power. Here's what he also says. You might be surprised to learn that most of the foreign companies are getting out of China, heading to Vietnam and Thailand. And he says, I know stateside you hear a lot about the Chinese military. Well, it's a joke. He says, this is so funny, man. I wouldn't have believed this if it weren't coming from somebody I really trust. But he says, I did a martial arts class for 5,000 18-year-old men going into the military. Truthfully, I would put one of our Marines up against 25 of these brats. Most of them can't even do 10 push-ups. He says, this generation is comprised mostly of one child, all about me brats. They've had everything handed to them. Truthfully, most are stupid. That's their parents. He says, that's why their parents are so desperate to send their kids to America for schooling. Hard to believe, but the Chinese education system is broken on the mainland. However, Hong Kong is a different story. Tens of thousands of kids cross the border to go to the school system in Hong Kong. Funny point. The Chinese can't swim. Says, I suspect their Navy personnel can't either. It's laughable. So, let your listeners know that if we got into a war with China, it would be over in weeks. You're a paper tiger with no teeth. He also let me know, and I took this out because it doesn't matter, but he says there's a meeting at the Martial Arts Hall of Fame that's going to convene in 2020 that he wants me to show up. But he added a footnote about the story. He says, also, most of the Chinese I talk to privately don't like their government, but they are afraid to talk about it with all of the cameras and listening devices. Big Brother here in China is real. I promise you, we do not want them to be the world's leader. That's from a guy that is on the ground in China giving us the warning. So I appreciate that, Dan. Hey, we got a lot to talk about coming up. I mentioned that there's some crazy, wacky stuff going on in the world of leftism, and this one story that I want to talk about next will certainly highlight that. Maybe we'll do a little bit more on McCabe, and there's some strange stuff circulating out there, too. I'd like to get into that. For example, a guy who was, he's a black guy, he's faking stories. Hey, another Jussie Smollett, right? And then a mother gets jailed for something really strange.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Boy, this is a law that would have black people in America up in arms. Woo! And a lot of white folks, too. I don't want to make it racial, but this is one that hits black people hard. But everybody would be mad. Well, a lot of people would be. And it's happening in China. We just talked about China and an insider's view from one of my friends that's teaching martial arts over there. But this story is really interesting because we covered it a little bit. You guys will remember, if you've been loyal listeners, as most of you are, loyal listeners to what? The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Then you heard me talk about this. Ban from such things as air and train travel, blacklisted individuals are being punished in a broad effort to boost trustworthiness among the 1.4 billion Chinese citizens tracked by the massive system, which assigns both positive and negative scores to various metrics. People with great social credit will get green channel benefits, while those who violate laws will be punished with restrictions and penalties. Hangzhou, the capital city of China's Xinjiang province, rolled out its social credit system earlier last year, rewarding pro-social behaviors such as blood donations, healthy lifestyles, volunteer work, and punishing those who violate traffic laws, smoke, drink, speak poorly about the government. Wow. I just want you to understand the ramifications of that. Human rights advocates have voiced concerns over the social credit system, that it doesn't take into account individual circumstances and has unfairly labeled people and companies as untrustworthy. Over 3.5 million Chinese enterprises were added to the official creditworthiness blacklist last year, banning them from a series of activities, including bidding on projects, assessing security markets, accessing security markets, taking part in land auctions, and issuing corporate bonds. This is according to the 2018 annual report that got issued by this agency. And according to this report, officials collected 14.21 million pieces of information of, quote, untrustworthy conduct by both business and individuals, including failure to repay loans, illegal fund collection, false and misleading advertising, and swindling customers. Now, look, nobody's going to argue with you that swindling customers, false and misleading advertising is a bad thing, illegal fund collection, and being a deadbeat, not repaying your loans. Nobody's going to argue that. But I want you to just consider, in America, the idea of, let's just look at false and misleading advertising. The left will tell you climate change is legit. And if you were to run something that says, hey, listen, there's much more evidence against climate change than it, that's false and misleading. They could then give you a bad credit worthiness score. And then what? Blood donations. Everybody can't donate blood. Some people don't have the protein count. Some people may have a blood disease. Who knows? And what is defined as a healthy lifestyle that gets you points? Well, what do you, you know, is it only the fit people to do it? And volunteer work. You know, volunteer for what? Look, I get it. I think we should all be trying to volunteer. I believe we should live healthy lifestyles. I believe that you should donate in some kind of way, go work in a soup kitchen or whatever. But should the government make you do it? If there was an incentive to do it, I can understand it. But no penalty not to do it. An incentive to do, yes. A penalty not to? Anyway, it's troubling. Even though I understand the motivation, it's still troubling. Let people do what they do. People, this is the way life is supposed to be. I like to volunteer. In my family, we talk about volunteering. We talk about, hey, how can we give back more? What can we do? We're always looking to do. I don't need the government getting all in my Kool-Aid. They said, meanwhile, 17.46 million people who are discredited were prevented from buying, get this, plane tickets. 5.47 million were disallowed from purchasing tickets to China's high-speed train system. So, besides restrictions on buying tickets, local authorities also use novel methods to put pressure on unworthy subjects, including preventing people from buying premium insurance, wealth management products, or real estate, as well as shaming them by exposing their information in public. Now, that's something I'd love to do with the politicians. I'd love to implement this for politicians because you've got a higher level, a higher, you know, expectation. Maybe we do it with them. We try it that way. That way, if you want to be a politician, you got to be above and beyond reproach. Anyway, they said this. Total of 3.51 million untrustworthy individuals and entities repaid their debts or paid off taxes and fines last year due to pressure from the social credit system. They also noted untrustworthiness issues on 12,282 peer-to-peer lending platforms, more than half of those located in Zhejiang, Guangdong, and Shanghai, which were placed on the creditworthiness blacklist because of illegal fundraising or the inability to repay investors. Healthcare product maker Guangzhong Group and vaccine maker Chengsheng Biotechnology were added to the creditworthiness blacklist because of their involvement in major health sector scandals. Look, there's not a person out there that's listening to me right now isn't going, you know, I see the other side of this. I see. Look, think of all the ripoffs we got in green energy. Think of the let me just put it this way. Think of the creditworthiness of Barack Obama. The guy who gave you the worst medical insurance in the history of mankind, the kind you can't even use. And think of his creditworthiness. Think of the credit worthiness of Hillary Clinton. Think of the credit worthiness of the FBI. I mean, we would have entire agencies blacklisted within the government. They said legal experts have expressed concern over the accelerated use of the credit worthiness system and how it tramples on what little privacy rights they have in China. I mean, where are they gathering this information? I mean, from according to my buddy Dan, China is nothing but a big video and listening device. I mean, everywhere you go, they're analyzing everything that's said. And who knows to what level they've taken it there. Wow. This is truly an amazing story to me. They go on to say this. Many people cannot pay their debt because they're too poor, but will be subject to this kind of surveillance and this kind of public shaming. They say it violates the rights of human beings. I don't know. I'd be curious to know your thoughts on it, because I can definitely see the pros. I see the pros where it is an easy violation. You can see where things have happened. You know, like if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And then, oh, well, that was in the old plan or whatever. Nope. Credit unworthy. No travel, no nothing. Oh, man. But then I can also see leftists overreaching with this, and that's what they do. If the world were run by conservatives, we would all go, this is a great plan. This is an incentive to do better. This is an incentive against committing crimes of any type. Think about it. If you had committed a crime, you were a robber or a rapist or whatever, and your credit unworthiness score, you know, knocked you down, that would be a great plan. The problem is we have leftists, and they will definitely ruin it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A spokesperson for New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is denying that he engaged in any illegal activity. Kraft is charged with 2 counts of soliciting prostitution in Jupiter, Florida. Now, this was all part of a prostitution and human trafficking sting operation, and former U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid says trafficking victims were forced to work as prostitutes at the massage parlor.
were underage girls, runaways, girls living in group homes, who became addicted to drugs, and their oppressors would use drug addiction as a method to control and coerce them.
A winter snowstorm that dropped 31 inches of snow in Flagstaff, Arizona, has made its way east and is now bringing rain and severe thunderstorms to Arkansas, northern Mississippi, and Alabama. That 31 inches of snow sets an all-time record for the amount of snow that Flagstaff has received in one day. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations. How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims? Bogus police reports cause real harm. They do harm to every legitimate victim who's in need of support by police and investigators, as well as the citizens of this city. Chicago hosts one of the largest pride parades in the world, and we're proud of that as a police department and also as a city. We do not, nor will we ever tolerate hate in our city, whether that hate is based on an individual's sexual orientation, race, or anything else. So I'm offended by what's happened, and I'm also angry. I love the city of Chicago and the Chicago Police Department, warts and all. But this publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve. To make things worse, the accusations within this phony attack received national attention for weeks. Celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor. First, Smollett attempted to gain attention by sending a false letter that relied on racial, homophobic, and political language. When that didn't work, Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process. And why? The stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary. So he concocted a story about being attacked.
That was a Chicago police chief, a guy named Eddie Johnson. He sounds just a little bit upset. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I want you to think of the irony of this. He knows this story's BS, right, when it's brought to him. In fact, he said it in the press conference. The press conference went 45 minutes, so we ain't going to play the whole thing. But he knew it. He was like, psst, this is crazy. But he couldn't do anything, so his hands are tied. This is a black man that can't investigate a real crime the way it should be, the way it should be done. So they had to treat Smollett as a victim. And see, I want you to understand what the ramifications are of treating Smollett as a victim. See, this is not an anecdotal story for leftists. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm about to educate you. I'm about to tell you something about yourself, okay? That's what we talk about in Black News. I'm about to tell you about yourself. Yeah, that was not anecdotal. What Jesse Smollett did is what people do these days. See, let me explain. We are conservatives, pragmatists. Mostly, you know, Republicans, some libertarians, what have you. But we're pragmatists. And you know what we grow up understanding? That a man should do, in order to get a day's pay, a man should do a day's work. I don't know how you feel. I feel bad when I haven't done something productive. And it used to be, quite frankly, you had to do it with your hands. Now you got people, and this is what the left hates. They hate these guys that run these hedge funds that make billions of dollars moving money around. Now, I'll even tell you this. Those guys perform a service. I don't know exactly what it is. If you ask me, Kevin, would you appreciate the work of a carpenter versus a hedge fund manager? I would tell you I appreciate the work of a carpenter. I can see his work. I can't see what a hedge fund manager does, but he does. But here's what I'll say about a hedge fund manager. Whatever it is that he does to go make his money, I'm sure there's a lot of risk in it because I know a lot of them went broke. He has to study, make a living, and he's got clients, and he's trying to make money for those clients. And whatever they do, I applaud it. That's what you do. You get up, you go to work. And I'll tell you, everybody doesn't hit the lotto like the left would like to imply. Many of these guys, more people fail at things than are successful. You show me Hollywood, show me Denzel Washington, I'll show you 500 black dudes who couldn't even think to be Denzel. They tried, they did everything they could, but they couldn't. Show me your professional baseball player, show me your high-powered lawyer, your accountant, whatever. I'll show you people that couldn't cut it. They're just living in mediocrity, and that's okay. Let me break it down for us. Let me tell you something that really is sort of bad news. We all live in mediocrity to some degree. It's very few of us that get to that level that you go, I'm no longer mediocre. No, I'm in the upper echelon. And that's okay. It's not even settling. Don't think of it that way. It's you saying, that's all I care for. It's like going to a feast and there's a big old fat dude down at the table and there's you and then there's a little girl that eats like a bird, right? And she eats so little, you look over there and go, is that all you're going to have? And you look down at the other end of the table and there's Jabba the Hutt stuffing himself and you're like, dude, give it a break, man. Come on, give your stomach a rest. And then there's you eating what you think is the right amount. But guess what? Everybody at the table thinks they got what they wanted. That's cool. That's the way life works. So we've been taught to work, get to the strata you want, wherever you're comfortable. And in fact, I tell my kids, I would say to anybody, get to where you think you want, so to speak. Get a little higher so you can settle. When it settles into what you, it'll be beyond your expectations. Get a little more. Get a little more of a taste. You know what I'm saying? That's what we teach our kids. And you know what we teach them? Work hard for it. My son all the time, I tell him, dude, stop trying to do something for 2 minutes and think you're supposed to be an expert. Yeah, I got one of those little bolo bats. You know those little bats that has a string attached to it and you go pop, 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 whatever. So I get one of these little bolo bats and I do it and I'm pop, pop, pop. You know, I do it like a rookie, but I can do it. You know, I can do it like 10, 15 times in a row and then it starts swinging all over the place and you got to stop. I give it to my kid. He's like, pop. He can hit it one time when he, you know, like holds the ball and pops the paddle. And then after that, he can't hit it. And you want to know why? Because he doesn't have the hand-eye coordination that I have. So I tell him, hey, as soon as you get a better hand-eye coordination, it's going to help you. By the way, that's going to help you be a better batter. And he looks at me after he tries it 3 or 4 more times. I can't do it. This thing sucks. And he throws it down. And I go, okay, great. That's exactly the attitude of the best hitters in baseball. They can't do it. Because, you know, when you think about all the physics involved with hitting a baseball and becoming a 300 or a 320 hitter, it's pretty daunting. And I know what they did. They just stopped. They stopped taking batting practice. They go, man, that bat hitting that ball, that's impossible. You know, you got to break things down for kids with a little bit of sarcasm. Anyway, I'm going to go back to Jesse Smollett. Not anecdotal, folks. It's the norm in Hollywood. Many of these leftists feign outrage over Smollett But many have done what he's done on a lesser scale. You look at these chicks in the Me Too movement. I can't get ahead because they always want to sleep with me. Dolly Parton said, I only slept with the people I ever wanted to sleep with. Many men hit on me. The only ones that got it were the ones that I said could have it. That's it. She had principles. You're not getting this. Yeah, it's like I'm looking at myself going, you ain't getting this. You know, so that was it. But these women in Hollywood, Harvey Weinstein did what you allowed him to do. End of story. Blame Weinstein all you want, but at the end of the day, if I was his attorney, I'd say he didn't force anybody to do anything. These chicks were lined up to do what Harvey wanted. Lined up. Whether it's making a marketing of a sex tape or claiming their time on a casting couch, these Hollywoodos will give you example after example of victimhood gone bad. That's what they use to get ahead. Look at Oscar So White. Remember that? In that farce, America saw multimillionaire black actors complaining about not getting a trophy. Well, cry me a river, you silly Negroes. Will and Jada Smith making $20 million a film. More money in for one movie, for one film, than most people will earn in a lifetime. But, hey, victimhood, here I is. The left wanted so much to believe Smollett because he was attacked by two pro-Trump, I should say, racist homophobes. Who would be a better victim than he? Many leftists hope and prayed, folks, that the two people really existed. They didn't cheer for the real America. No, they cheered for the one they created because they needed to fulfill their fantasy about the America they know and hate. Then they got the bad news. Jussie Smollett made it all up. And worse than that, he tried to stunt a week earlier with the letter that he sent to Empire Set in Chicago. And when that failed, he went DEFCON 1. And I do mean definitely conned his own people. But none of us were conned. We know BS when we smell it. And because of the efforts of the early adopters like myself, those who don't fear the backlash of the politically correct culture, we expose this fraud. Many ask at the onset, why did Smollett do it? Come on, Kevin. And some of my conservative friends said he wanted to make a point that he hated Trump and conservatives. Leftists said he wanted to raise awareness to the bigger picture of crimes against black and gays. And that smell permeated the air. And you know what it smelled like? BS. What Smollett wanted was for Smollett. He wanted a fatter paycheck. He knows victimhood sells in today's America. He didn't want to work for it. He didn't want to be better at his craft. He wanted the easy way out.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Oh, no.
Every single time. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can do
it if you try. Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Every time I think of McCabe now, I think of Jussie Smollett. I really do. I think that I've seen him on now probably, I didn't watch any of the shows, but I got a clip of it. And we're going to play a clip that we played earlier. It's a kind of a montage of different things that he said. But every time I see this guy, I think of Smollett, because McKay believed that he could say anything about Trump, do anything he wants to get Trump, and it would be okay. I think Jussie Smollett believed in his heart of hearts that because of the target, who he was targeting, that he could get away with this ruse. And both of them are damaging. Obviously, the McCabe stuff is far more damaging and has, you know, far deeper implications because it was a coup. It was an actual coup. Traitors got together to get rid of a sitting president. But Smollett is almost as bad because it attacks the very people who dare elect this man and condemns them, you know, under this umbrella of evil that, you know, that we conservatives would dare target a man because he's of his color of his skin or his sexuality, when in fact we don't care about Jussie Smollett, who he sleeps with, who he doesn't sleep with. I don't care. I don't care about his TV show. And here's the interesting thing. If I watched this show, I wouldn't care. I would go, oh, he's playing a character. I hope he's having a good life. He seems to have it made. And that would be the end of it. And I think that I can speak for 99% of the people that listen to this program, the people that call themselves conservatives or pragmatists, like I think of myself, or Republicans. Like Smollett, McCabe excuses the reason he lied is, you know, for a variety of reasons. He excuses himself, and his lies are as believable as the notion that Hillary Clinton would have been a good president or that Barack Obama was a good president. And for those who go, McKevin, they're leftists to think that, so what? I was having a discussion with Melissa the other day, and she was saying to me, you know, you see both sides of the issue. Was that we were talking about these kids, this kid that got bullied because he wanted to, he's raising money to help President Trump build the wall. And people are, you know, mad at him. And his father said, well, my son needs to learn how to take criticism and all, which I agree. It's a good thing. I don't know if a 7-year-old kid's that capable, but he'll find out. But then she says, well, what about the kids that were kneeling, you know, that we came down on? And I said, yeah, that's true. She goes, I can see it from both sides. I said, yeah, but here's the side that we should be able to all agree. The kneelers got it wrong. They're kneeling for the wrong reason. The kid who wants to build the wall, he's doing it for the right reasons. The kneelers are not protecting blacks. They're not making black kids, black neighborhoods safer and all that. In fact, quite the opposite. This kid who wants to raise money for the wall, he is 100% correct. Anybody speaking against him should be publicly beaten the crap out of. I'd like to be part of the team that does it. Because this is a kid that says, I understand what the president wants. It's not even partisan. If Barack Obama were for building a wall and Trump weren't, and Trump was for the kneelers, I would be saying the identical same thing. That is the litmus test. But I'll guarantee you this. If Barack Obama were for building the wall and doing all the steps that Trump was doing to do it, he would have the full support of Pelosi and Schumer and the leftists. They'd be asking us, why haven't we built this wall during the first month of his presidency? And if Donald Trump was for the kneelers, they would have those boys up, you know, putting their hands over their hearts. That's what I can tell you about the left versus us. So anyway, I always, you know, ask yourself this question. All you have to do is ask, if Americans would know anything of the attempted coup of Donald Trump if Clinton had been elected, what do you think? Would we know? So what has McCabe done and said that has me puzzled? In a word, everything that he said and done has me puzzled, because he's out there. He used stress as an excuse on Morning Joe. He was talking about it. Well, we were under a lot of stress. We played the clip. I don't know if you guys want. Should we play the clip? If we need it, I'll play it. I think people know. They've heard it. Probably heard it. But he walked Scarborough and baggage. That's what I call his girlfriend or wife. What's her name? Mika. He walked them through the very process that he used in the attempted coup. And not surprisingly, McCabe seems to forget that everything that he talked about is based on a phony dossier. It's like it doesn't even exist for him. He feigns justification for the FBI mutiny with nothing but conjecture. Then simultaneously he pretends that he and his team had no political agenda. I think we should play the clip.
What's it like to be in that room when you're having to seriously consider whether to investigate the President of the United States?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, look, we don't train at Quantico for here's what to do when you think you need to investigate the President of the United States. It's just not a topic that we talk about. But what we do train on is we say, look, these are the authorities we have, and this is how we lawfully execute them. And when we have information or facts that indicate that a crime may have been committed or that a threat to national security may exist, then we are obligated as the FBI to investigate that matter, whether it's the president or anybody else. We don't open investigations because we like someone or don't like them or because they're a Republican or a Democrat. We open investigations when we have the information that would predicate an investigation. We had that in this instance. Undeniably.
All right. You described the period of time after Director Comey was fired as...
Now, listen to that clip. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I listen to that clip, and I think to myself, this is a guy that doesn't get it. And I'm glad he doesn't, because all these... it's funny that the crowd laughs when, you know, it's not the thing you think about. You know, you're going to be investigating your president or whatever. They laugh. And then he gets looser. And he's saying things in these interviews that, quite frankly, are going to get him hung. And that's good. I want him hung. This is a coup. This is the worst thing that could possibly happen. This is the level of that our government and the left has gotten to where they don't care what you think. They don't care about your elections. People talk about, I want my vote to count. I don't care if we wake the dead, we clean out all the voter rolls, we do everything that we think is going to make an election happen. There are things like what we've witnessed with Hillary Clinton, the DNC, the Obama administration, as they say, weaponizing the government against who they want so they can shoehorn in who they want. There's not a state in America, in this country, where the bureaucrats are not dictating who will be in power and who won't. They know who's coming up the food chain. And you know how you rise up the food chain? You're Machiavellian ruthless. You go after whomever. You do what's assigned. It's like, you know, blood in, blood out. You need to take down this person. They give you your marching orders. You're the new prisoner. You don't want to get, you know, a blanket party in the middle of the night, so you go shank that other guy just because they told you. They don't even have to tell you why. You're a hitman. And that's what we have politically on both sides of the aisle. We have hitmen, people willing to take out somebody. I don't care whether it's a politico or it's a political appointee like a Brett Kavanaugh. When they give you your task, you take them out. And that's what we're dealing with. We have a group of people that have no scruples. All it's about is rising up through the ranks. And then you know what happens? Suddenly the sin catches up with you and you say, okay, I can either wash out or stay where I'm at because I don't have the stomach for more sin. And then you're going to watch people leapfrog you, or you rise up to the ranks where you say, to get to here, you better be even more ruthless than I am. And that's how we've grown a government that has become resistant to morality. It's morphed. Doesn't matter what comes at it, it's morphed. It gets stronger and stronger and stronger as a disease, to the point where you can't fix it. There is no cure. And what happened was, in 2016, I don't want to make it sound like Donald Trump's a cure-all, that he's a panacea, but he's doggone close. He's doggone close to the very thing that it's going to take to fix this government. And that's a scary proposition for a lot of politicians, because they have such an investment. They have begged, borrowed, stolen. They have beaten. They have, you know, backstabbed. They have stepped on the throats of. They have drowned. They have puddle jumped. They've done everything they can to get to where they are. And Donald Trump has ruined their investment. I mean, there are wives and husbands of politicians going, I can't believe that guy came in here and just ruined everything for us. You would think they'd be happy. We have a government that's functioning. Nope. No happiness there. And that's why McCabe was put to work. That's why he was invoked. They said, they punched his ticket and said, it's your turn, buddy. And he took them up on it.
This
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.